working on the captain and lady now. Tobo and Doge have been doing prelims on Tai Day and the Prabindra Dra. Exactly according to my expectations, with the latter two men included entirely for political reasons. Neither was likely to contribute much to the company's glory or survival. I moved down to where Mergen lay snoring. The echoing racket and the melting ice webs were the only changes I saw. I squatted. "Anybody think to bring blankets down?" I had not. I am what you would have to call disorganized when it comes to present-tense operations. It had not occurred to me to bring spare clothing or blankets or gear. But I sure can plan bloodshed and general mayhem real well. There were treasure chambers down here somewhere, though. I had glimpsed several in my dreams. There might be something useful there, if we could find them. My stomach growled. I was getting hungry. The rumble reminded me that it would not be long before our situation became desperate. Mergen's eyes opened. He tried to form an expression, a smile for Sara. But the effort was too much for him. His gaze shifted to me. A whisper struggled through his lips.
"The books. Get the daughter."
His eyes closed again. It was true. The captured were not going to jump up and dance tarantellas when they were liberated. Mergen's message was clear. The books of the dead were down here. Something had to be done before the Daughter of Night got another chance to begin copying them. And I had no doubt that she would manage that, despite Soulcatcher. She had Kina backing her up. "I'll take care of it." I did not have a ghost of a notion how I would manage that, though. Chapter 87. The rescue was running smoothly, like a well-greased siege engine missing only a few minor parts. Goblin had Mergen and Croker headed toward the surface aboard makeshift litters. Croker had not said a word, nor had he made any effort to do so. Even though he had been awake and aware, he stared at me for a long time. I had no idea what was going on inside his head. I just hoped he was sane. Before he departed, Mergen did give my hand a small squeeze. I hoped that was an expression of gratitude or encouragement. I was not at all happy about his being unable to provide information or advice. I had not thought much about what role I would play after the captured were awakened. I had operated on the unspoken assumption, more or less, that I would retire to my annals, or even farther, to the standard-bearer job, if Mergen wanted to be analyst again. More and more people kept coming downstairs, even though I had tried to send word up to warn everyone that they faced a horrible climb going in the other direction. The White Crow continued to curse and jabber semi-coherently, until it lost its voice. I was concerned about Lady. She had managed that feathery spy quite well for a long time, never giving herself away, even when she did try to clue me in. But now she seemed to be losing control of herself. I assured her repeatedly that she would go upstairs as soon as I had bearers capable of getting her there.